road and bridge employee, but there is three employees that deliver the equipment.
But you're just asking for two road and bridge employees in the normal daytime hours of their 8-hour day.
Well, they work 10-hour days.
Yeah, and it pretty well takes all 10 when we just do it normally. Mm-hmm. Setting it up and then taking it down.
So you're asking for two employees on just a normal day to set the equipment?
We ask for two employees to deliver equipment. We ask for two employees to pick up the equipment. Mm-hmm. So it's not really just two employees we ask for. It's a total of four because it's two different days.
I think the same...
Sometimes it's the same employee, sometimes it's not.
Yeah, so it's just...
The majority of the time it is, because they're familiar with where to go and what to do.
Yeah.
Yes.
So the standard, just two employees to pick up and the equipment and remove the equipment the next day.
Yes, that's the normal.
Okay.
You said it's normally 10 hours each day, or is it 5 and 5?
No, it pretty well takes all
day. It takes all day.
All day to take them down.
So it's 20 man hours?
Yeah.
20 man, yeah, per day. Mm-hmm.
Or person hours.
Okay. And so that's all you need, just the two employees to pick up?
We're asking for enough employees to be able to direct traffic during the election day, because we expect we're trying to keep the traffic moving along the roads that all the polling places are located at. And possibly, we were kind of expecting maybe possible backup of traffic and help direct that traffic in and out of the polling places.
So you're actually wanting us to be out on the MoDOT road?
No.
Well, if you're saying to direct them in and out, we would have to get out there to stop the traffic to allow people to get out of the polling place to keep the line moving.
I think he means with on the property itself. Is that right?
Keep them going in the right direction, because people have a habit of not following signs saying go this way, and they will go that way. You know, you tell them you have a sign that points to the left, and they inadvertently turn to the right.
Do you expect to have enough people that it'll back up and cause a traffic issue on the state highway?
I think we need to...
Most of the polling places are not actually on state highways. We got three, and they have, most of them have pretty huge parking lots where we could take them around the parking lot or put them in a chicane type.
Wesley, anyone listening would be quite confused as why you'd be taking them around a parking lot and everything. So you're not proposing the normal election. You're proposing
the drive-through
an outdoor election.
An outdoor drive-through election where the voters will come in. They'll pull in underneath the portico. The election worker will meet them at their car. They'll vote inside of their car, and they will pull away. It's just an expansion of curbside voting. And that's what it's to help protect our election workers, and also to help protect the voting citizens from this COVID-19.
How does it protect your election workers?
They're not,
or the citizens from being outside
it's a well-ventilated area. The election workers are not sitting there with people breathing on them constantly as they would inside of the polling place. Inside the polling place, if someone in the back corner would cough in this office, in this building, in this room right now, we've all been exposed to that cough. Where if I'm outside and cough, I have less chance of exposing other people because of the amount of air movement and everything.
Are the election workers going to be furnished face masks, face shields, sanitation by
Hello,
the state?
Hello, Donna.
You're not. mostly to election, only just request them in Rosen Bridge, and that's it.
Okay, say that again, Donna.
I said we'd just like to request 7 Roden Bridge employees to assist us on Election Day.
We just want 7 employees to assist us on Election Day. Is what Donna just now said. And that's to deliver equipment. You going to want them still to stay there during Election Day, Donna?
Yes.
The Roden Bridge Administrator is here. Can you explain to him what the duties that they would have?
Okay, Donna, they're asking for what the duties the Roden Bridge personnel will have.
The duties that they would have. They would pick up equipment in the morning and then take to the polling place and set it up. And then we would ask them simply to direct traffic, and that's just a matter of showing which way to come in to the polling site, and because we want to have the driver up next to the building in case there's only one passenger. It just makes it easier for election judges. And then at night when the election is over, they would begin pick up the equipment there at the poll site and return it to the county. We could reduce that number down to 7, 1 per place, and our election judges can handle everything else.
So just one person directing them in, and that would be it per place?
And taking the equipment to the polling place because we cannot store it outside overnight.
Who would help them unload? Because one person probably can't unload the machine.
Actually, one person can because I load them all day long. The machines, the election judges will actually have the actual tabulating machine, the equipment that they'll be delivering is the black box itself, which weighs maybe 20, 30 pounds, and a couple, some tables, chairs, some possible work lights, and fans.
Well, if I'm directed to do it, I, rather than picking, pointing at 7 of my people, I would let them volunteer. I'm not going to put them in a situation without them volunteering.
What hours are they needed?
The hours would be, they'd have to pick up the equipment roughly around 4 o'clock in the morning, and they'd be there until after the polls close, which is 7 p.m., so it would be a long. It will be a long day.
By the time they would get back to the shop, it would be about 16 hours that day.
Yes.
And so it's went down to 7 employees now.
Yeah, it was 18 last week. 3 per place, I think.
We was asking for 3 per polling place, because
Sheila White had expressed concern over the increase in cost using Roden Bridge. So I thought about it this weekend and thought we could get by with just one person delivering, picking up, and directing traffic flowing into the polling place. And I didn't think that was too much to ask.
No, it's not. Of course, my major concern was the concern of the welfare of the pollers. I think it's much safer to do the traditional way. Do you know, did you ever find out, we had asked if there was any other county in the state that was doing this drive-through election. Did you find out?
I haven't heard from anybody returning saying that they are. I think we're the only ones.
I just felt for the safety of the workers and all involved, it would be better. And also, was concerned.
Because we're not posted for anything except for deciding if you're going to let Road and Bridge get an bus.
Will the Road and Bridge employees receive the same protections as the judges as far as
masks? Yes. We're supposed to be receiving masks this week, and hopefully the state comes through on that because we can't get them ourselves, and we're supposed to be receiving sanitizer, which will also help them. You know, they can use it on their hands, but they shouldn't be touching anything that could be contaminated. The most risk is going to be for my election judges. And we've tried to get spit screens, but can't get them yet.
I believe the Secretary of State's also furnishing the other counties face shields also?
No, they're giving us money to buy them. But we've contacted the person who sells them, and they were in back order for the middle of June. So and we can't get them for the election.
Okay, I'm not talking about like the sneeze thing that you want to go out for a bid on. I'm talking about the face shields. You have a face mask and a face shield and sanitizer.
No, we're not getting face shields.
Has that been confirmed by the Secretary of State?
I can send you the email that shows exactly what we get you.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been able to, on the east side of the county, anywhere from closer than the First Baptist Church for all the people to have to drive into there? Have you been able to find a place?
Yes.
You have?
Yes.
Okay, so this is
that's obsolete now.
Okay.
What you have in front of you is an obsolete list. I'm still working on printing out a new one. But most all the places that's at the First Baptist Church of Forsyth are being moved to the New Vision. What's the name of that church again?
New Vision Church, and it's Bradleyville, Taneyville, Kazemill, Sioux Creek, and Croton. Most of our polling places are going to have an average of 3 polling places combined into 1, but there are some cases where the area just doesn't allow it.
Thank
you. We're only doing this because I was concerned. That's a mute issue. We're only talking about Road and Bridge employees.
Well, I'm about full transparency, and I think it's very important for the people to know, and I know that as time goes, you'll get that out to the people. Thank you.
And so I've been working on that. I was interviewed by Color 10 and gave information to the media.
Color 10, it was on Color 10 News. Last Friday, how we're doing it. And Donna also mentioned to him about the new polling place on the eastern side.
Okay, good. So, Road and Bridge Minister, you're clear on what the duties of your employees would be?
Yes, deliver equipment and flag traffic.
Yes, sir.
Does anyone else want to come up and make a comment? Yeah, you just
chair.
State your name. And
Thomas Trotter. I live at Provin, Missouri. I also work for Road and Bridge. Miss Naley, are you still with us?
Yes.
I understand your thoughts on the consolidation of polling places. However, me as a voter and longtime citizen of the county,